the fifth is Shechita. I tell you, Binu Hamod of Arocha. You have to have Hamod of Arocha, means it has to be standing up. It has to be Hamod, the Hain has to be able to stand up. And by Arocha, then the Kohen makes an evaluation of it. So Moses says to you, come on, who's the goal like? Ikra b'mei ye. Binu Hamod of Arocha. Therefore, you can't be poided with it. The Rashi says, I'm poided as a coach from Yacha Miso. You have to stand it up. And once it's dead, you can't stand it up. That's true on the Mishnah. On oif, there was a hooktish, lebedek abayis, there's no mitzkis yadam on it. So Moses says, oh, come on, who are we going like? Ikra b'meyya di omar, hakol hoyi b'chlal hamod v'roch, his old kochim was b'chlal, it's in there before, you pray to it, you have to, it has to be standing up, and the Kohen has to value it. I remain himself, he says, shchita sheinu ruya, shmo shchita, you don't know, even though the shchita does not give you a heter b'achila, still it's called a shchita. If so, it's still called the Shechita. So Nishav Echiv Kisadam on it also, even though it's also Bano. Elamai Ikra B'Shemin, Elamai, the Mishnah goes according to B'Shemin. The Yomi, he says, Shechita Shein Ruyu Loshma Shechita. I tell you, Yomi, he always says, Lehoi B'Chal HaMad of Arocha. He says, no, that when you want to be Poid the Kodshim, even after it's dead already, you can still be Poid of it. He doesn't have to be Hamad to be able to stand up. So I'm going to show Mishnah go like that. You're telling me now, we're talking about an Oif, that was Hoktish for the Bede Kabayis. And then it's the only reason why he parted from the Shechita, because the Shechita is Shein Ruya. That goes according to B'Shimin. I, according to B'Shimin, still, why I say you should be paid for it? Redeem it, and then you'll eat from it. So it should be a mitzvah kis yadam. So Moshe says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, I'll tell you Rabbi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi. For Nosavlo, I'll leave it to Tanoi, Nechanami. Rabbi, the start of the Mishnah, is put in according to two Tanoim. The Shechita is Shein Ruya, Savlok B'Shimin. Rabbi himself passed in like B'Shimin. Look at the Shechita Shein Ruya. Therefore, he says there's no mitzkis yadam on this oif that's hooked for the bedek abayis, and the get to the mitzvah bahamod of the arocha sovla krabi meyah. He holds that once you shech this oif megam liko on the yoif or shchita on the yoif, you can't be poiter anymore. You can only redeem an animal if it can still stand up. It has to be standing in front of the kohen. But once it's dead, it's not standing anymore. You can't be poiter it. So nechara, Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, and he goes according to both shittas. Yeah. If you boy some notes could be a tell you no cool Rabbi Shimon. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shechita. That holds a Shechita Shein Ruya is Loishma Shechita. I ask then the question is, why can't you be proud of this oif even after you made a Shechita on it? Vishani Hocho. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Vishofach Vichiso. The Pasuk says, like right after you spill the dam, right after the Shechita, then there's a mitzvah of Kisui of covering up the blood. So we dash like this. Misha in the mechusir and the shvicha b'chisim is a regular oif or a regular chaya. Right after he spilled the dam, there's a mitzvah covered up. But yotzev, you're talking about an oif that was hooked for the bedek abayis. She mechusir shvicha pediya b'chisim. Here it's not good because even after you shecht it, you have to work until first you poiter it, first you redeem it, and then you want to have a mitzvah kisir dam. So nechvayim, there's no mitzvah kisir dam. The Pasuk says, "V'shofach v'chisa." It's only mitzvah kisa dam. If right after the shechita, it's possible to make a kisa dam. So Moses says, "If that's the pshat, v'hashtu the yasloch." That to come onto this is the pshat from the pasuk v'shofach v'chisa. Afilu teim kachim esbech. Even if you want to say the Mishnah is talking about achat esoif, achat oif that's hooked for the mizbeach, and it's called the shechita ruya because kamen kri from it. But still, dash like this. Where the mitzvah kis yadam, only right after his shechita you can make kisui. But you have to say here this oif, even after right after you make the malika, you have to first make his rikur on the mizbeach. So shemechusa shvicha gereira v'chisui. Over here you can make a kisui right after the shechita, right after the malika, because you have to first scrape the dam off the mizbeach and then make a kis yadam. So that's also Miyat HaKro. The Pasuk is Mashma, is only Mitzvah Kisui if it's possible to do it right after the Shechita. But by Kodshim, that you can't do it right after the Shechita, you have to wait to make a Zerika first, then scrape it off. So there's no Mitzvah. So that's Pshana Mishnah. His boy had the knife over there. That dam was fit to make a Zerika right away. Just that dam got stuck on the knife, so you could scrape it off. But here, that the dam of the Kodshim, it has to be always scraped off first. There's no Mitzvah. Ma Baravashi says like this, no. He says, Omach, what the Pasuk says, Chayu Oyoif. These are the two types that have a mitzvah kisadam. Tadashin, Zma Chay, just like a Chayu, Ein a Kodesh. Has no Kedushim, he's not a Korbin, he can't make a Chayu into a Korbin. is af oifa and a kodesh uadim, talking about whatever the oifa talking about, the mitzkisoy, that's not hegdish. Poshid, any year for segdish, not the mitzvah, is not doim to a chayy. For the more if you make such a hegdish that the birds have to be doim to the chayy, why not say, ima chayy shem bimina kodesh? Chayy is, there's no chayy that could become a korban. So say maybe af also, what type of a bird, shem bimina kodesh, only birds that can't become for korban. Oitzi turim will take out then the pigeons, or turim are the doves, or b'nei yirim will take off the pigeons. Since a dove and a pigeon could be a korban, maybe those two have no mitzkis yadam, even when it's not kochim. Why? Because sheyesh b'min kodesh. Because it has a min, you could be matish and make it into a korban. See, when you are making it into a korban, maybe this min has no mitzvah. It's more so low, that you don't dash in that way. Because other rabbi dash like this, kechaya. A knife is just like a chaya. Ma chay, just like the chayis. There's no difference. Every single chayy has the Mrs. Kis Yadam. Every kosher chayy is afoif. The same thing by birds also. Don't make any difference. Every single kosher bird, when you make a shchitu on it, has a Mrs. Kis Yadam. So if we're only dashing chayyis and not a kochim. Oh, male Rabbi Yaakov Minoy. L'rovo, kaimlon, we hold the word chayy b'chlau v'heima l'simonim. That we know just that Torah gave Simonim Tyra for Chai, for Behemoth, the same Simon applied to a Chai also. If so, why don't I say, Eimanami, Behemoth Bechla Chai, Lekisui, that Behemoth Bechla Chai, just like there's a Mitzvah Kisui Bechai, maybe it should be a Mitzvah Kisui Dan, but a Behemoth also, Dan Behemoth also. Or Malays it back to him now, or Lech on this, Omakor, the Posek says, Aloris Teshbechenu Kamayim. By Behemoth, the Posek says, the blood is supposed to spill on the ground like water. So we dash in ma mayim leboy kisi, just like regular water, there's no mitzvah to cover it up. Is af hainami leboy kisi. The dam of the behemoth does not need kisi. It's masma just dam, or spill it like water, there's no mitzvah kisi. For the more so, it's called water, elamayata yat viluboy, you can go to the mikvah in it then. Like use it for mikvah then, dam. We know you can use it for mikvah. So he says, no, Omakor the Pasuk says, ach mayim obor mikvah mayim yator. So we dash in this pasuk what to make into a mikvah or a bowl or mayin, only mayin. Hani in, only water that comes out of a mayin or a bowl. But me dachmin aloy, the Ravadi can't use dam to be for mikvah. Yeah. So what's the no? VM one, I say, Hani, mi lamute shamashkin leikri mayin. Maybe this pasuk that says for a mikvah you have to use mayin only means other things that's not called water. Maybe you can't use wine, you can't use oil, maybe. Avodam, but maybe blood. The Yikri Mayim, you have this pasuk that says, Alor Tzeshbechenu Kamayim, that blood is cold like water. Hochinami, maybe Anachinami is included, and maybe you should be able to make a mikvah out of blood. Someone says, no, I'll tell you, Trey Mutik, it says twice here. It says, Mayim, 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 a well of water, or Bor Mayim, and a dish of water. So my teacher says, only water and not blood. For the Mano, aim is still Idivid Lamuti Shamashkin. Maybe both of them don't tell us other mashkin we can't use. And what are they? Chad Lamute Zechlin. What does it tell us? Lamute Sham, that what other mashkin can't use, Zechlin, whether they're running. So Chad Lamute Mechnosim, even if you have them not running, you have a pit full of wine. Maybe that's just the two psukim. One teaches you can't use Shamashkin when they're running, and one teaches you can't use them when they're still. But still, maybe only mashkin doesn't have a shame water on it. But blood that's cold water, maybe yes. Smar says still no tlos semutic, it says three times mayim here. Mayim, 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 a well of water. Or bor mayim, a pit of water. And mikvah mayim, that's the drush to say mikvah can only be mamish from water and nothing else, not even from blood. The reason why there's no kisya dam by the haymor, because the pasuk says its dam is like water. Tere Rabbani. Potter says, Asher Yitzot, if you capture an animal. Same Liyela Asher Yotzot, if you capture him. Nitzudim v'yomdim aleyim, in a haymo, if you have an animal that's captured already, a tamed animal or a tamed chicken in your house. How do you know Kogoyin, Avosim Tanagolim, chickens or ducks? How do you know there's a mitzvah kisya dam of them also? Tamulay Matsayid Nikomokim, mash, many times the animal is caught. Lavdaf, you have to catch it even if it's caught. In Kame of So, Matamulay Masher Yotzot, what does the pasuk say? If you capture the animal, it's mashmas only mitzvah kisadam when you capture it first. Someone says no. Ulim the Torah der Chazoritz teaching here der Chazoritz. Shle yochal odem boser ella biyazmon hazois. A person should only eat meat if he first prepares himself for it. Stam shum go take meat. He You have to prepare yourself first. Rashi says, "Ela b'zman azois kilu hutzad." You should only eat meat as if you want to capture it. Shein muzemenes lekleimar leyechol basa tadish lo yoni. Don't eat too much meat. Always, you may become poor. It costs a lot of money to have meat, so don't spend your money all on meat. That's what I mean to say. That's what Torah is teaching you. Shleyechol adam basa ela b'zman as if you have to go capture it first. Tana rabbanan. Pesuk says, "Ki yachav Hashem lekechas gvulcha." When Hashem will widen your land in Eretz Yisrael, so again, limda Torah derech eretz. Torah teaches you derech eretz here. The what? Shleyechol adam basa. A person should not eat meat el l'tiyoven. Only if you have to. Only like for l'tiyoven to satisfy you. You shouldn't fill yourself up with the meat. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yikach odim min ashuk, v'yochel, a person should buy from the shuk, buy from the marketplace and eat. Tamar, the person says, no, v'zovachtu mibkorcho mitzoyncho, should shech from your flock. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yizbach kol b'korah, maybe shech all your flock of animals, v'yochel, kol tzer, eat up everything, v'yochel, Tamar, the person says, no, mibkorcho v'lekor b'korcho, from your cattle, not all of it, mitzoyncho, from your sheep, lekor, not all your sheep. What's the teaching here? Mikan Omer Reb Lezer ben Azaya, that mi sheyesh loy mono, if a person has only $1, is not that rich, so then yikach lepasoi litra yerek, he should buy to eat a litra pound of vegetables. That's what he should buy. Rashi is lepatmid leked rosoi, he should buy for his pot a pound of vegetables. Rashi says of a bos leyecho, don't eat meat. If you can't afford it, don't eat meat. Let's say somebody has a salmon at $10, then you can a piece of litra dog, and then you can buy ready fish for your pot. Chamishim, somebody has more money, somebody has $50, then you can a piece of litra basa, then you can buy yourself a pot of a pound of meat. Now your money is $100, yishav salay kedera b'chol yoyim. Erechnami, then you watch it, yishav salay kishenayist and kedera akira, means you can keep on cooking meat every single day. Yeah. So Pasha teaching you, like, depending on how much money you have, that's the money you should spend on the food. But if you don't have that much, don't start spending on the rich food, you'll just become poor right away. Another verse says, V'imach, Amos, other people that can't afford it. Rashi says, Elu v'acherim, that they said they should buy only fish. So when are they supposed to buy meat? That there it says, Nier Shabbos, Nier Shabbos. They should buy for Shabbos and Echnami. For every Shabbos they should have meat, but in the middle of the week they should eat these other things. Omer Rav says, Srichon on the Lochosh Divrei Zochin. We have to be afraid for the Zochin. Rashi says, Lestapig Mazonis Kalim. We have to be afraid we shouldn't eat that much food, that expensive food, we can never tell, maybe we'll become poor. Omer Rav Yechanan, Abba, my father, mi mishpochas brim heavy. Listen, this is not our heta today. That my father was from a healthy family, therefore he was able to live on vegetables or on fish. Abba Gon Ono, but us, that we're weak and we need food to give us strength. Rashi going on, Hashem, we're not healthy. So mishiyesh lo pruta b'tor kisei, you ascend lechenveni. If you have a penny, much money as you have, you should run to the storekeeper, as she says, and starve yourself. Because otherwise, you become poor by paying doctor bills. So today already, kedai to eat good food to keep yourself healthy. You'll gain on the deal this way better. What's the lotion here? He approved with Achisai, you were sent to go to the store and buy the best food you could. Omer of Nachman, could go in Anu, Love and Vehicle, the same thing. We that are very weak people, if you don't have good food to eat, you can even afford to borrow money and buy food, it's worth it. Yeah. Love and borrow money over Echlem and eat. Kvosim Lelvoshecho, Ye Megis Kvosim Yum Lelvoshecho. Pesach kvosim l'shech means sheep should be your clothing, means migeis kvosim yom l'shech means from the your shearing off of your sheep will be the wool you have will be your clothing. Or mechir sada atudim means, what does that mean to say, from you selling your field to be your meat is lo lamim charadim sada vikach atudim. Person to sell his field and buy atudim, buy axes, but v'al yimcha, don't sell other atudim, your animals, vikach sada, buy a field. Mashmi, you're better off, more secure by having animals than having field. And we'll soon see why, because you get a lot from it. Rashi Yitzchak HaTumah says, signed by sheep. Sheish Lomim, because from sheep you have milk, the panosa, the gizim levoish. Hey, from sheep you'll have both. You'll have milk, and you'll live from the milk, and you'll have wool, you'll have clothing. Pesik says, V'dai chalav izim. Means, die not enough for persons, she is panos mecholav gediyim. It's enough to get your panosa from the milk of your goats. Utloim, yeshebetoich beisai. And she should have these goats and sheep that give off milk. The lach mechol lechem beisecha means lach mechol koidim lechem beisecha. Your food, lach mechol, comes before lechem beisecha. What does that mean? Finish. Some say. The chayim lenarusecha, what does this mean? Chayim to the young ones. Oma mazut to a brother of Nachman means tein chayim lenarusecha. Give life to your young ones. Rashi says, lebnei beisecha to your children. Means lima darki chayim mistapik mizunas kolim. Means teach them to be mistapik, to be able to live on simple food. They shouldn't go to spend the money, right? Don't teach them how to spend money when they're young. Mikan for me, Linda Torah, the Torah teaches their heritage again. Shlayumad odom binoi bosa v'yayin. A person should not get his children used to eating right away bosa v'yayin. It's no good. Get them used to eating less when they're young. Again, this is not going. This is going healthy, but our head to eat good is because we need it for our breeze, for our health. You know, today say forget. Today say what the healthiest thing is: eat vegetables. Don't have so much meat. Yeah, that's a limited. A person should teach his children to mistape to get used to living on smaller amounts. Omer Reb Yochanan, somebody wants to become rich, is yasik b'behema daka. Again, you should buy these small animals, means buy goats and sheep. Because from that again, you'll have the milk and you'll have the wool. Omer Rav Chisda, Maidach said, what's supposed to say? V'yashtroi sonecho, means shemaseros es baleim. Your tzayin, your sheep, makes the owner rich. From Rav Yechanon, kosa decharshin, you better have taken a glass of water that a kish of a magician touched. But v'loy kosta poshim, don't take a cup of lukewarm water. That's very dangerous. That's worse for you. Tahani mid romantis said, the kli matchas, in the metal kli. Av kli cheres, an earthly kli, less than, but then it doesn't bother you. Av kli matchas, even the metal kli, namila moronela deloy shodi betziv, you didn't put any twigs in there, little pieces of wood. Av shodi betziv, you put twigs inside, the less than what doesn't make a difference. And also, v'chi lashod, even though you don't throw in tziv there, namila moronela deloy tzitz, if you didn't cook it up first. Our tist less than both. It was cooked up first, and then it became lukewarm. It doesn't bother either. From Rabbi Yechanan, Mi sheniach le'aviv moyis, a father leaves over money to his sons. So teaching us that do not do these things. And v'roitz la'avdim, you still want to lose your father's money. So if you still want to lose it, do this. Yilbosh kli pishtun, wear a flax clothing. V'yishtamash b'klis chuchas, and use a lot of glass. Dishes. No, kids, if they'll break and get dirty, you ruin it. The yiska perlim, and hire a lot of workers. The ayeshevi moyim, and don't sit with them, don't watch over them. So the other kids will rob everything you have. Yilbush kli pishtim, what does that mean to say? Bekitnu remisa, means wear this type of flax, Rashi says is very expensive. And if they'll get dirty, you ruin it. The yishtamas bekli zchuchis, use a lot of glass, means bezgisa chiyura, white type of glass, is also very expensive, it's easy to break. You just lose your money. Now explain the Yiska problem and hire workers, Vayesh, don't sit with them, means Beturei, means hire a lot of oxes, the Nafesh Pisadayu, if you don't watch over the workers, they'll work with the oxes too much and they'll kill them. Like they'll overwork them, they won't take care of them, and they'll just ruin them. So kids, so that's the way of losing your money. So Mormon's teacher says, Adra, but don't do these things, watch your money. Dorashabavira. Zimnan Amala Mishmedra of Ravami. The Zimnan Sons Amala Mishmedra of Asi. Maidach, there was a postic say, Tayvish Choinim Omao Vyachalkut Vor Bamishbot. He said, everything he does righteous, he does gracious with his money, he does it Bamishbot. Therefore, he said that Loilom Yoichalodim Vyishta Pachzimash Yeshloi. A person should eat and drink less than he could afford. But Vyilbosh Vyishasu Mashi Yeshloi. When he comes to clothe himself, to dress himself, he should dress according to how much he could afford. The way you could afford it, how much you could afford. But v'yichabadishtu, you should give respect to your wife. Obonav means dress them up nicely, more than you could afford. Spend more money on your wife than you could afford. Why shaint luyim boy? Because they rely upon you for their panosa. For who but you, Tluya b'mishama v'yelam. You're supposed to have bitachin. You're supposed to realize you're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they don't have that much bitachin. They rely upon you. So if you're supposed to give them more. Rashi says, Chai v'chad chivun denit nu. Itosh, no, that's something else. Yeah. Right. Almost like a Dorish of Ino, a Pisch, the Verish Gruso. Hashoch, the Chol, the Mishal, somebody shechs for a Chol on Shabbos. A Chol, the Shesh, by Sakona. So you have a head to the Shech, the chicken from a Shabbos. So since you have a head to do it, the Mela, Chai of a Chasois, that's his Chiddish. So since you had like start the mitzvah, you could finish it off. And you can make Kisa Dam on Shabbos, even though it means you be Mechal on Shabbos, you have to touch Muxom, or crack the dirt there, or dig a ditch to do, get the dirt. Till he all, since the beginning of the mitzvah, the shchit is derech Shabbos, he even finished off the end of the shchit like this, the kisui, it's also derech Shabbos. It's tremendous chiddush. For what's derech Shabbos? Only the shchita, not the kisui. There's a back from Amalu Rabba, Ishtumo, Kama, like he's saying a terrible chiddush, something like to me, I have to wonder about this. Lishmetu liyamaroi minei. Like, take away the interpreter, don't let this be said over, it's not right. Like, how can you say such a chiddush like this? You know, because the Tanya would learn like this, that Rabbi Yossi says, Kvi, ein shech du noise be yontif, now let a shech the kvi, a sofi chai sofi veim on yontif. Vi im shachatu, but if you do make the shchita on yontif, a dinu zei mechas nes doma, you now let a make a kisi adam. And how do you know this? How does Rabbi Yossi know this? He says like this, Rabbi Yossi learns it out, a kal v'chayma, o ma mila, ma doch the mitzvahs mila, shadoich ha-shavad e-doich ha-shabbos, Avada mitzvahs mila is doich Shabbos. Still the klal is ain sveik or doki yomtiv. You have a sofik. Guy is born ben ashmoshes. So even though it comes out on yomtiv, the eighth day, but the sofik with this yomtiv achoyl, you can't make a mila on yomtiv. It is so kisa, the mitzvah kisa yadam. Shein vada doich Shabbos. Even in the case you have a vada right to make a shchit on Shabbos, now have a mina obstum be, our case where you have a chol sheish pasakona. So even though you have a right to make the shchit on Shabbos, still you have no right to make a kisa. It says clearly here, you can't make the kisa on Shabbos. It is so, any din is in a svar to say, shein tzveika doch yomtif, that avad here by the shchit of a kvi, which is only a suffix, or a mitzvah kisa dam, avad you can't do it on yomtif. That's Rabbi Yossi's limud. But this omelet is said back to Rabbi Yossi, no, tkiya shefa begvulin, tkiya shefa blowing it begvulin, Rashi says, means begvulin is the kaimlam Rosh Hashanah, b'shabbos b'mikdash ha'itoikin avle b'medina. On Shabbos, they used to blow the shayf only in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but not the Gvulah, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. You see, it's Kiyah shayf outside the Beis HaMikdash, or bring the proof to Chiyach. Shein Vadai Drich HaShabbos, that even though it's Vadai Shabbos, Vadai Rosh Hashanah, you do not blow the shayf from Rosh Hashanah. Still, a Sveik, a Drich HaYomtif. But a Sofet Digadin is Drich HaYomtif. Rashi says it means Tumtum V'Yadrugnis. Chayovim demachuivim tkiyah shayfam. Apropi, it's only a sofik when it's an isha, and maybe she's not chayevis. You see, a person that has a sofik kiyah shayfam could blow the shayfam on yomtev, on a yomtev, and that's not Shabbos. Because even though vade is not doicha Shabbos, but a sveik is doicha yomtev. So maybe a sveik, a kiyah dam should be doicha yomtev. On this heishiv, Reb Leza Kappa Bribi. Leza Kappa Bribi, the older one, Rashi's Odom Godol, he gave a tshuva, gave an answer like this on the Kabbalchayim of Reb Yossi. He answered back with this truth like this. There's a Yosef Kabbalchayim, you also had a tiny one, it's not a good Kabbalchayim. Ma'ala Mila Shkein Eino Nehegas Balaila, that Mila is not Noeg Balaila, only by Yoim. Therefore, Sophic Mila is not Deuch Yomtif. Balel Yom Tovim. But Yama Bekisa Mashreka, the Mitzvah Kisi Adam, Shenoeg Balel Yom Tovim, Noeg Balel Yom Tov also, maybe even the Sophic Kisi is Deuch Yomtif. So it wasn't a good Kabbalchayim. So Mor says, Omer Abba Rabbi said, Zeecha Menadvom, these are one of the things. Shomer Reb Chia, Eimli Aleim Tshuva. Reb Chia says, I have no tshuva on this. Rashi says, Shomer Reb Chia, Oimei Shlohoi Yolem, Shum Tshuva Aleim. Vod Reb Yossi Chad Menayu. He's the one of the Reb Yossi's Kavachom, he has no pirchas on it. And Vod Adi Rabon, the Kiyah Shreifah, the Gvulun Tachiyach, he doesn't know that for a pirchas, we'll soon explain why. Reb Abba said, that what Reb Chia said, he has no pirchas on this Kavachom of Reb Yossi. But Vaishu Reb Leza Kappa Ribi the Tshuva. But Reb Leza Kappa did give the Tshuva back. It's just less answer. That's a good pirch on the Kavachayim. So we'll soon be mazbe what these pirchas are. But our core point was to get to us is Katonimi, is what we learn over here, that Kisui, Shein Vadei Doicha Shabbos, that a Kisui, even if it's a Vadei Mitzvah Shrita on Shabbos, is not Doicha, the Kisui is not Doicha. So my vade, what's the case of vade the kisui? Ledochi Shabbos. Love isn't the case talking about hashoch the chol of Shabbos. If you shech for a chol on Shabbos that you have had to be shech on Shabbos, still it's not doicha Shabbos. It's that the kisui is not doicha Shabbos. So you see, not like Ravina darshent. So Rosh says no. Vidulma maybe here means the yovav shochet. Some a person did the yev. It's time somebody did an aver and shech on Shabbos. It teaches you that the kisui now is not doicha Shabbos. But maybe if you have a mitzvah, maybe you would be allowed to. Samora says no. It says dumi demilo, ma milo brishus al kis nam brishus. Talking about we did a brishus, just like milo is doicha Shabbos. So you also talking about you had a case where it was doicha Shabbos. So you see clearly not like Ravina that even though in the case you have a right to make a shechita on Shabbos with a chol sheish bris akono, still you have no right to make the mitzvah kis yadam. On this omlu they said back to him tkiyah shetav gulun tachiyach shein vade doicha Shabbos esveika doicha yomtiv. Now my sveik, one sveik in me, anyway, we want to have a sveik, so we yom tov ashtu, while the yom tov dochi, so we yom tov boi. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue to do this over again on the next tape. We'll stop this, do this less, so we'll grow up again. It's the last part. We'll stop here.